It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. A statewide teacher evaluation system is finally seeing some movement in the legislature. The plan would rate teachers and administrators based on student growth, on standardized tests, and in-class observations. If teachers and administrators are found to be ineffective for 3 years in a row, they would be fired. Joining us now is Chair of the House Education Committee, Representative Lisa Postumus-Lyons. Representative, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the latest on this plan?
This educator and administrator evaluations has been in the works for over a year now, and we have placed House Bill 5223 and 5224 out of the House Education Committee just this past week, and we look forward to having the debate on the floor.
Does the plan deal with this lingering question of which standardized tests schools need to be prepared for?
That's a very good question, because assessments are absolutely critical as it relates to the evaluation and actually as it relates to so many of the policies that we're putting in place here. We are, through our budget process, looking at how to address the assessment. Currently, the Board of Education has decided to provide students with the Smarter Balance assessment, but we have some significant concerns as to whether or not that's ready. And so we're looking at putting a pause on the Smarter Balance and making sure we have requests for proposals for assessments and in the interim.
Now, I understand from educators that creates a bit of concern for them because they don't know which test to prepare for. So is there a possibility the state could go back to MEEP, or are we definitely moving to a new test?
We're definitely going to move to a new test. However, as part of the budget that passed the House and the Senate yesterday, we would be having the department rewrite the portions for math and English language arts of the MEEP so that they align with our state standards, which keeps us in compliance with the federal government requirements, and keep that test in place for the next 2 years while this request for proposal is being implemented and piloted.
While there's a lot of support for this plan, there is concern about the cost of implementation. That price tag has been estimated at somewhere between $16 and $42 million. Where would that money come from?
That's correct. There's a lot of talk that it would come from the school aid fund. It could come from the general fund, depending on how the appropriations process works throughout that year. And the cost estimate that you've given, $16 to $42 million, is an accurate estimate.
Ultimately, what will this plan mean for teachers, administrators, and students?
Yeah, I think the most important thing we want out of this evaluation system is to have our educators be the best they can be. And an evaluation can help measure their effectiveness, where they need to grow in certain areas, where they are thriving in certain areas. And I think that's really important for all professional development and professional growth. And we want to treat our educators in the same manner as professionals they are.
What about the kids? Will they notice any difference?
I don't expect there to be any difference in the kids in terms of how this impacts them. The big difference is if we have teachers who are ineffective, they will no longer be in our classrooms. And I think that's very important to make sure we have quality educators teaching our kids.
Do you feel confident that this plan is on a clear path to becoming law?
I do feel confident that the evaluation legislation is on a good path. There very well could be some changes as it goes through the process on the House floor and through the Senate. But by and large, there is widespread support for these bills, and there's a lot of relief knowing that the evaluations do not roll back in any way the landmark 10-year reforms that were put into place in 2011. So I think we've got a good product here, and I really look forward to moving it along the process.
Lisa Postumus-Lyons is a Republican representing Michigan's 86th District, which includes Ionia and eastern Kent counties. Representative, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Have a great day.
You too.